Asian music end of year show.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah, man. What's all the yo-yo and so-so? I don't know why we're starting on like that. Maybe it's a new thing for 2020. I don't know. But I'd say this is Simon Johnson here at the Igloo Music end of year review for 2019. Even though we are well into 2020 now in the first month. Bit late. Sorry about that, guys. But today, Al Stalio. Over in Germany. What are you saying, Al Stalio?
What's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on? I'm here, man. I'm here.
Yeah, man, that's all good. And we've got a very special guest, somebody who is killing it right now, fresh on the Birmingham music scene. And going on sick like he's Tyson in his youth, boxing them man down. What's going on, Seb T?
Well, go on, man. Well, go on. What are you saying?
Yeah, man, you're going on hungry like Tyson in the 80s, bro. That's what I'm seeing. I'm sure that was there in the glass.
Trust me, that's the way you need to be, man. I just want me to win.
Drop that tune down.
Yeah, I'm gonna run
this one. Yeah, man, we ain't got no faders, so this is how we're rolling.
Yeah. Straight cut off like that, yeah.
Straight cut off like that.
Yeah, just cut off, man. Just, you know, get off, man.
Way you deal with that, though? You make sure the conversation follows. We're not gonna hold no bars this time. We're just gonna go straight in and talk about what we're feeling. But yeah, man, Seb, yes. I've been trying to get you on the show for a couple of weeks. So for man who don't know who you are, man. Exactly as the EP is entitled, I'm sure. Who is Seb T?
Yeah, who is Seb T? Yeah,
that's the question. Who are you, brother?
Well, I'm from Birmingham. Yeah, originally coming from families from Nigeria, so Nigerian heritage in it. Been living in Birmingham all my life. There's not a lot to it. Just a more Birmingham city boy. You know what I mean? We do music now for quite a long time, actually. We do music for a while, but I haven't really been going to studios and that. So I've just been doing little freestyles, grind freestyles and all this, just being in a circle with my boys and it. While all the man them just spit their bars and that, we all just do these little freestyles. And I thought, 2018 hit, start of 2018, I thought, you know what? I'm talented, so I'm just going to grab it by both hands. See how far we get in it. Passion for music's always been there, so I thought, take it seriously, start booking some sessions in.
I would say, though, when I came across you, sorry to cut you there, when I came across you, I'm reckoning it's probably what, it's like 9 or 10 months ago or something now when we first started talking. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been, but the first thing I thought is that this guy is some polished guy on the scene. I actually sent you a message. I was going through some stuff on I think on Facebook, and I was looking for music, and I got to an end of a 4 or 5 hour scout, and I was so stressed because I couldn't find anything that was really, really interesting me. And I actually heard a song that I don't think you have now. I don't think it's something that's on your current EP anyway, but it was an amazing song, and I thought, this guy has just got some different level of swag, and he's got some different, he's just bringing something new to the table, you know, which is, that's fair to say, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something new to the table. You know, the thing is, like, for me, it's all about versatility, and I like to exercise on different things. So I like grime. I like all music genres. I like hip-hop, grime, Afrobeat. They're the three main ones. So I think the sound that you heard was more of a grimy sound. Now, as soon as the mandem heard that, so I kind of released that on the low. So nobody really knew that I released that. And as soon as everyone found out that he got released, it was like, yo, you need to pull back on that. You need to hold that back. You need to make sure you release that properly. So everything that you've heard back then and all that grime stuff has been pulled off the shelf, and it's going to get released again very soon once it's mixed and mastered.
I was going to say, the tunes that I heard that are no longer there, and I've spoke to the guy he was working with at the time, Michael. I think what was good straight away is that you knew the need. And this is what something I'm always trying to convey to a lot of the artists that I work with or come across, the need to set a standard, you know, like when you're going to put your name on something and this is your brand, then I think you have to just put out the highest quality stuff you can. I don't think there should be any rush to market. And I had a conversation with an artist the other day who actually asked me an opinion on his track. And the truth of the matter is, the track had potential to be an absolute banger. But he rushed the process, and the problems with it were so evident that I think everybody who would have gave him feedback would have said, you sort of missed an opportunity there, but no such thing with you. I want to get into your first track. You know, can you introduce this first track to me, Seb, and tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, the track's called King. I've read this. This is one of the exercises. Yeah, it was quite a bit in the car while I was driving, just doing things for. Yeah, this is all right. I might just do a little fix, just put it on that beat and just see how it's sounding. And it's the first like rap tune that I made, so it's fresh, but I've seen it to rap. So yeah, the new king.
Let's get that on.
All right.
I remember listening to my auntie regurgitating that story. I can't remember exactly, my memory is so foggy. She told me don't chase the money, immerse your mind in your studies and watch the money come, honey. I know the ladies come running, but no, I didn't believe it. I know my bro didn't either, we had like no A's between us. Holy Jesus, that was my mother's expression. I couldn't face her in person, cause she collaborated with footwear and taught us a lesson. No, I still didn't learn, cause money I want earn. And how I got that money, it was none of her concern. Apologies, mommy, I know your son was a dummy, but for the love of this money, we still ignore the authorities. Criminal tendencies, riding on enemies. Mix it all together, that's a dangerous recipe. I speak authenticity, so real G's are feeling me. I've come a long way from selling cans and a bag of sweets. Sammy keep telling me, I didn't get daddy's jeans. The only jeans in heavy by Gucci blue denim jeans, faded, given to me by bro. No joke, they were holier than the Pope. No joke, am I embarrassing to my folks? I guess no, cause look, the genius has awoke. I'm the new king, a day you spit as revolt. I've met up to your chest, your permanent stethoscope. Take a look from my eyes, your personal periscope. You will see some mad shit you never have seen before. Black and white kids with weapons fit for a war. Ride or die chicks with weapons hidden in the drawers. Money hungry students with baggies hidden in the drawers. Angry chubby hoodlums who gladly kick down your doors. Wifey looking ladies who turn out to be some hoes, because she didn't mention half of the geezers she fucking saw.
Hey, where you boys? Are you mad? God damn.
I was so close to defeat, like the floor. Fuck all that, now I can take more. Took a step back, then kicked down the door to the game. Give me money, yeah, fuck all your fame. Not the same as these wannabe trappers, they all lame. It's a shame, cause my cousins are playing them all day. Playing them all day, while blazing up all day. This isn't a ball game, they ain't scoring the same way. They packing the 12 gauge, could clap on it broad day. Can clang and it's all cray, stabbings in hallways.
Bagging up all day, the slang in the next day. Tuesday on to Saturday and the church on a Sunday.
Link chicks on a Monday, then whack on the same day. Splash out on a payday, then I broke on the next day. It's nuts, like the metal thing you might see at the end of screws. This life is mental, I used to drown all my thoughts with booze. Until that point I would vomit on my new Derby shoes. And in the morning I would call up work with that shitty excuse.
Hello? Today I won't be coming. My throat feels like the desert, my nose will not stop running. And then she put the phone down knowing I was bluffing. Then I would waste the whole day getting up to nothing, it's mad.
Hey, 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 it's mad. Hey.
The track's tight, man. You know, it's proper tight. You know, I was thinking, you know, when I heard Homeboy saying he's from Nigerian, I was thinking, is this song gonna have like a touch of Nigerian, like, you know, influence on, you know, because
I was gonna ask as well, is that something that you reckon you're that does influence with your music? Like, I'm still bopping, literally still bopping, my head's going and the tune's done, and I'm still there, like, shocking, what's going on? But now, do you feel like the Nigerian influences and stuff like that, even like upbringing and everything like that, kind of plays into your music?
See, the thing is, yeah, like, with my music, there's, like I said before, it's very versatile. So I like to hone in on rap, I like to hone in on grime, and the Afrobeats is a whole other element. Now, with the Afrobeat side of things, I've got a lot of things cooking on the Afrobeat side, and I think is my strongest point. So, like you said before, I don't like to rush the process. Now that I found a good producer, now that I found a really good engineer, I can get the Afrobeats cracking. It's not really like Afro, but it's a lot of Afro element. With new things and a lot of Afrobeat inspired music, was more just rap inspired. Does that make sense? But the Afro swing element of things is soon to come.
Yeah, man. That's I'm like I say, you definitely, and you know, there's there's no getting away from this. One of those artists that just really, really caught my attention, and I've been trying to sort of like tell as many people about you as I can. You know, I speak to a lot of the better artists, but the people I draw to anyway. I shouldn't say better artists because that's all subjective, but some of the people I really respect in the game about you and stuff like that. So, you know, one of the first people I sent the beat to was Lady Sanity, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So I want people to know about Seb T because I just think that you're a really special, credible artist. And we're going to hear more from you later on in terms of your music and everything. But I just wanted to ask you, like, you say you haven't really been out there on the scene from our personal conversations, gigging and stuff like that. Now you're sort of emerging through, what is your plan for sort of 2020? What is it to get more music down in the studio and then try and take that out and perform? Or are you looking to perform now while you're still developing and bringing out music?
Well, I've just, end of last year, I released a new song, a new EP, sorry.
Yeah.
A three song EP entitled Disconnect. And this is just a small body of alternative rap songs. And with this EP, I'm just putting it out there to a few people who are currently in the game right now and just saying to them, look, this is what I can do. What are you saying about it? And the whole what I'm trying to achieve by that is just getting a bit more people to lead me in the right direction. Because like I said, I haven't been in the music industry for very long professionally, so I'm still finding my way around things. Yeah. So the goal is just to get a lot more people who know about the scene on my side, and then we can start moving with performances, start moving with shows. I've already locked down an engineer, I've locked down a studio, and I've locked down a few other people in the industry who are willing to work. So it's all about building relationships right now.
Yeah, that's what I commonly refer to as getting all your ducks in a row. Give yourself the best chance. And that's one thing that, you know, we work with so many musicians. We hear so many of the same questions, and a lot of them will revolve around, can you manage me? Can you book me gigs? Can you, how do you get gigs? How do you get paid and stuff like that? I think a lot of time, if I'm being completely honest, I think a lot of the onus and the energy is taken away from just getting out really good content in the first place. And especially if you're emerging on the scene, sometimes you've just got to go and play those gigs and get out there and be seen and speak with other artists and sort of like almost like immerse yourself into the scene before you have those sort of objectives. Because the truth of the matter is, if you're an amazing artist and people really want to book you, and there's a lot of them until you become in demand, then people will naturally want to pay you to come and play their gigs and everything, and people will naturally want to get you on their shows. I mean, I've had a look back at some of the things that some of the artists we know quite well. These are not people who are signed to us. Like I say, we don't sign artists, but you know, people like Tremendous, who are playing massive festivals and going down to London, and she basically took herself down to London to better her opportunities, and a lot of our artists do, and the people from Birmingham do. Sanity did a lot down there. Vitals recently left and gone down there. But I mean, if you look at the sort of things that Vitals doing, and this is the trajectory I see you on, really, you know, he's supported Maccabee. He did a 5-city tour with Punch Records. He headlined his show in Birmingham that sold out. He performed in Toronto. He performed in Paris with Kingpin. He hosted TEDx and he performed there as, you know, he did 4 festivals, played 1 extra. You know, Lady Sanity, she's doing huge, huge things as well. You know, she did Rebalance in London. She did Birmingham Pride, Wireless Festival, Made Festival, Glastonbury, these kind of things. And the opportunities are out there. This isn't just for signed artists who have been there and made it. This is the path that you have to take, you know, doing these smaller gigs, getting recognized, getting on with bigger artists and getting onto their shows and growing it from there. I think some people don't realize the longevity you have to have in going in these shows. But I want to get straight into your next show before I've just hogged the whole mic, because the next song, because I really love this track. And I want to introduce it for you because it involves somebody I know very well as well, Eddie Luna. What do you think about her?
Shout out to Eddie Luna, man. She's amazing. She's like really, really real, real, real soul. There's not a lot of, it's really easy to tell who's genuine and who's not. Mm-hmm. And real, recognized real. And she's great. honestly, such an
yeah, definitely. I was seeing some of the Instagram things that she did, a couple of the covers on Instagram, and just blew my mind. And I know what her new music is coming out, and I'm really excited about that. But this one, like I say, it was really nice to see this collab come together. And I kind of knew when you told me, you know, this is what was coming, that this was going to be something special. And I wanted to say it's a real throwback to what I call, like, what I used to think of, like, the real kind of R&B feel, but in a slow hip-hop tune, if you know what I mean. You know them songs in the 90s and the early 2000s that just came along, and they just flowed, like things like when I think of like Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez, when, you know, like Always On Time and them kind of things, and them kind of tunes that were just like really, everyone just took to them. You can't not like this tune. And Notion, the name of this track, so Seb T featuring Eddie Luna, is definitely a banger. Turn up your stereos, let's get it on.
Right.
But I kinda really wanna, seeing everybody rocking for such a young toddler, getting all that money, selling bricks and marijuana. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna do it, but I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna, seeing every sister rocking Fendi and lip fillers, getting all that money, selling pictures, being strippers. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna. We lived on a shitty block, everywhere's a chicken shop, everybody's cutting up. We both lived on Allen Rock, you was doing lots of stuff, green and pills and cokey rocks. When man tried to grow their crop, you were kicking off the locks. I was rocking them Reebok trainers, everybody rocked, praying that my boys don't clock. I was rocking Big Bro's top, you rocked that expensive watch, that Rolex filled with diamond rocks. And every time I seen it, fuck, I wanna get my money, yeah. I seen the girls you get, the diamonds on your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds round your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds round your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds round your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I wanna do it, but I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna, seeing everybody rocking for such a young toddler, getting all that money, selling bricks and marijuana. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna do it, but I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna, seeing every sister rocking Fendi and lip fillers, getting all that money, selling pictures, being strippers. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna. We lived on a big estate, 5-bed home just by the lake, everybody's rich and straight, both our lives look kinda great. You had hardly any weight, hips and breasts but both are fake. Every male you captivate, other girls try to imitate, every single step you take, every week you're on a date. Other females can't relate, so they only sit and hate. I'm just trying to emulate the way you act and body shape. And every time I see you, babe, I wanna be a duplicate. I seen the girls you get, the diamonds round your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds round your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds on your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I've seen the girls you get, the diamonds on your neck, now it's stuck in my head, I'm easily obsessed. I wanna do it, but I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna, seeing everybody rocking for such a young toddler, getting all that money, selling bricks and marijuana. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna do it, but I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna, seeing every sister rocking Fendi and lip fillers, getting all that money, selling pictures, being strippers. Really know I shouldn't, but I kinda really wanna.
But I kinda really wanna. Kinda really wanna. I shouldn't, but I wanna.
smooth that is.
Listen, Seb.
Mm-mm. Yo.
This is how you're hitting the scene, bro.
It's gotta be
this
done.
How you start off. This is your starting point.
It's gotta be done from all angles, you get me? Rap, grime, alternative, afro, all angles, man.
If people aren't excited about you, I don't know what music they're listening to.
For real.
Really, really good track, man. Really, really enjoyed that. And to be honest, we're going to play one more towards the end of the
show.
Thank
you, thank you.
Is it My City?
City.
What I love about this track, I don't know why, but you know, when I close my eyes, I go into Gotham or something. It takes me into a place where...
That's exactly what we need to do. That's what the plan was, actually. Just to take him to into My City, do you know what I mean?
I can't wait to get that on. You know, I'm going to play other artists as well, just to let the listeners know. But this is the level of excitement that I've got when listening to you. Seeing, like, even say, obviously, you spoke to me about Eddie before you worked with her and everything. And I just said to you straight away, like, I could see that working out great. And when I saw the end product, and I want people to know out there, I had absolutely nothing to do with that. They went and did their thing, and then I got to hear from Seb, actually, because Eddie, if you're listening to this, I asked you for this track. God knows how many times. Like, I got a snippet I'm going to show you, and I never heard it. But listen, I did not know what was coming, but you told me she was going to like the track. I got to hear the track a little bit, I think, without Eddie on it. And then I had no idea. She kept it simple, and the way she just rolled over the back of that, it just took me to a place that is just it was exactly what the track needed. And your whole, you know, the whole thing on the track, it's just amazing. You just next level, excelled yourself, like... Like I'm just amazing. I want to talk about a few of the obviously the Birmingham scene in general. I think there's a lot of conflicting views. Like, I try to be an optimist as much as I can when we talk about the Birmingham music scene, because I see so much potential. And if we're going to go about from the artist point of view, I think there's nothing more the artist can do. I think they're absolutely smashing it. I think they're next level. I think there's so much to be proud of in Birmingham, and you're just as much a part of that scene now as anybody else. And I congratulate you for that. But I think my issue that I have, and the reason why I can't just be optimistic, and the reason I have a bit of pessimism, is because I see so many amazing companies that could do so much more. Not in terms of what they're doing individually, because they're great, but I think if we all came together, we could do something amazing in this city. But I was going to ask you, since you've, you know, started exploring on the scene and everything like that, is there any artists that come to mind, or anybody that you think is really repping for Birmingham now, who deserves a shout out? You think, yeah, man, these people are they're repping, that there needs to be more light shone on these people, or the fact that they just should be out there with a record deal now, smashing the biggest stages out there.
Obviously, you got your people, you got your JKs out there who are repping Vroom to the max, and shout out to JK, obviously, but he's very well established already, so. A lot of people know about him.
Well, you know.
Of course, Lady Leisha, yeah. She's been an influence from time, actually, because I used to see her in school, and she went to school.
Okay.
So back in the day, set rumors and all of that, yeah. Shout out to Lady Leisha as well. But up-and-coming artists, yeah, there's definitely a few out there. There's a lot out there. I got my ears to it. So there's an artist called Landell. I'm not sure if many people know who he is, but he's more of an alternative R&B singer, and I'm telling you, yeah, this guy is sick. He's a sick guy, man. Landell. You got your Lady Sanity as well. I've been listening to her. Her project has just sounded neat, sounding very professional. The engineer's doing a really good job with her stuff, man, I'm telling you. But Landell and Lady Sanity, definitely. Of course, Eddie Luna as well. Eddie, if you're listening, release some music. Release some music, Eddie. I'm waiting. Everybody's waiting for you.
She's got stuff on the way. I can pretty much assure you that. Like, there is definitely stuff in the pipe work with her and that. And she's working really hard behind the scenes. I know that. And there's a lot to look forward to coming from that girl. I can tell you that now. And I happen to know of one very, very exciting project that she's working on. But I can't spill the beans because it's just too early. But it's going to be a massive, massive project that she's involved with a very prominent Birmingham artist out there who's... He's just going in for the jugular with this one. I want to shout him out, but I can't. He's a good old friend as well. I've known him since I was 6 years old, but you know, he knows who he is. And I'm just saying, just look out for that, man. This is going to be a project that's coming out probably in the spring. But What I want to do now is I want to play one of those prominent artists you talked about. And I had the privilege of getting to know her, you know, fairly well. And she did a promo video for Igloo for the launch of our website that has not arrived yet, which is coming again in the spring now, thank God. Lady Sanity. So Sanity's, she's done a lot of things. She's had a lot of media attention. She's very well known on the scene. She's supported a lot of other artists on the way as well. And I think now we're witnessing sort of like the beginning of her going into the next, you know, the next stage, you know, like stardom, really. She's fan base is growing very quickly. Her product, her brand, her music is just consistently on point and hitting the highest bar. So what more can she do? So we're going to get into this track. This, I believe, is her latest track. I heard it, I heard a teaser, it must have been last month, and she released it recently, and it's just an amazing song called Trapping. So can we get that on? And then you guys have to let me know what you think.
All right.
What's the quickest way I can get to a check? Turn on the cheat code and all the buttons to press. Chatting with my circles and correct the Q in the square and the I, you couldn't cross me with the X. I don't ever wanna hear him stings with a flex. Got a splash, black from daily when on decks. My diamonds are a decoration of my success. In time, it told me with all this weight up on my neck. Brother, seven time like fine wine to a guest. You're about to deal with warm up, babe. You talk about your stretch. Look what you on a platform, better pray you're kept. You better watch your words when the image to project. Focus, blurred in the field, way off with the depth. Keeping it real, cause and effect. Trapping on trapping until nothing's left. And we all gotta hustle, I gotta impress. Strategical trapping, they're making pee from your action. Get it all tucked in, little man see the attraction. Got through his front to get trapped in, throw all your racks in. Strategical trapping, they're making pee from your action. Get it all tucked in, little man see the attraction. Got through his front to get trapped in, throw all your racks in.
They rather hear about a brother killing a brother. The blacker the berry, the deeper the bother, the steeper they cover. The news with the clutter, the thug and the killer. You better not start on what's slipping, that's your whole image to suffer. So repeat and repeat it, aim at your sound when you need it. And we not talking to Enzo, like a secret. And he talk about crime, did it actually deep it? Making cut after cut, suicide to your region. That's a shot to your block, that's a stab to those reaching. Cause they choked your ambition and replaced it with grieving. Cause it's more than the parents, it's the horses still healing. And the teachers not teaching, and the power's not feeding. So we find our own sources, but they burn it and bleed them. Black Wall Street's a new cross through our breathing.
But we don't talk about our issues, PC discussions. See Grenfell, Hansworth, riots, some Mark Duggan. But they don't wanna hear it unless it's something that's buzzing. Turn up, it's lit, Gucci, Moncler, loving. Sell blackface to a blackface, that's the plan now. Let me splash now, that the trap now. Strategical trapping, they're making pee from your action. Get it all tapped in, little man see the attraction. Come through his front to get trapped in, go all your racks in. Strategical trapping, they're making pee from your action. Get it all tapped in, little man see the attraction. Come through his front to get trapped in, go all your racks in.
Hard.
I just stepped away for a second and it ended while I was in the bathroom. I was like running back in, running back in.
Hard. Nah, she's hard, you know. Like this is the thing with Birmingham artists, man. Like you've got hard people like her out there, but for some reason it's like they're not getting that heard. They need to be more heard. The light needs to be shone over here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
It needs to be shone, man.
This is what you know, this is the problem, like, for say with me working in the industry. Like there's so many people you can speak to and you try and raise the attention, you know, of Birmingham artists. And if you're outside Birmingham, in general, they just don't really want to know. I don't know if it's a level up with working with the kind of venues and people that we're working with, but I guess they're thinking we want to look after our own. And I think in Birmingham, we're such a hub of music that there's too much in this city for Birmingham to contain. We need these opportunities to hit the global stage. And almost there is this I'll call it the funnel effect. We're talking about the artists that can funnel into the industry. There's so much of that talent out there. And this isn't just Birmingham's problem. This is everywhere. You know, there's probably 100,000 artists, believe it or not, probably credible artists in the UK, or at least 50,000. And the industry's got space for maybe 50 to really plug them and everything like that, or else Stormzy is not going to be Stormzy if another 300 artists are constantly being plugged on the main screen. So they're going to let 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 really have the main stage, and then it's for everyone else to fight over festivals and everything else.
It's not even that much, dude. It's not even that much. 5, 6, 7, 3 That's it. There'll be the person, the main guy, then it'll be his competitor, and maybe one who's just trying to impersonate to catch up, just in case one of the two fall off.
That'd be the but there's a lot more. I agree with that in terms of like charts and that, but there's a lot of established names out there. If you're talking about people who are constantly in the charts, there's a lot of established names who are not constantly in the charts. But they make a, this is what musicians want. They want to make a career of music. They don't want to go to work every day. They want to make music, and they want to have a fan base, and they want to grow. And that doesn't always include the traditional record deal and that typical way into the industry. There's a lot of people who are online stars. You know, Justin Bieber is today was still quite successful off millions watching his videos. And that's why
That's the way to go, isn't it, really, going online?
Yeah. The whole game's changed. It's all changed, man. Yeah. Like this whole social media thing now has changed the game. Like what you were saying, there's like 3 people who are out there. That's fair enough, but like the way that social media is right now, there could be these 3 main people out there, then there could be this social media star. So the industry has no choice but to put this person at the front as well. And because there's so many social media stars with the personality, it's so easy for them to just to get put in the front line.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on it though. I wouldn't sleep on it though, because I think a lot of
it's another thing though, isn't it? It's not the only way.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. It's basically just another way. And I wouldn't sleep on the record companies either still, because a lot of the big radio stations and record companies still have their hands. You know, they're still paying YouTube, you know what I mean, to make sure that YouTube stays under the cosh, you know what I mean? So it's still a bit hush-hush, man, but it's still under the
same. There's definitely manipulation, which is corrupt, man. But the thing is, it's the same with everything else. You know, it's like the traditional police versus robber kind of scenario, and it's the same with creatives. You know, if you close a door, we'll create another opportunity. And I think that's credit to the artists and people like Sanity and people like Seb here. I think have got the right idea, because what they're doing is getting their ducks in a row. Because what had happened is if Seb had a great tune, but then other parts of him wasn't quite industry ready, so he didn't know the industry or wasn't learning the industry, or he was making sure his online presence wasn't good or whatever it was, then they've always got an excuse to say, well, you know, we'll sort that out then, or do this instead. You know, you need to jump through these, you know, these further hurdles before we can consider you. But if you've got a backlog of quality music, you've got an online fan base that's been steadily growing, you're starting to get the opportunities. People are definitely, you know, constantly giving you high praise for the high bar that you're setting. Then it's up to the industry to smile on you or not. I'm sure there's plenty of artists out there who are constantly, like, consistently hitting a high standard. Sanity being one of them, Vital being another one, Tremendous being another one, R&B singers, Maddie Saskia, Money Danielle, Eddie Luna, people like that, Tahila Henry, VJ. Sure, I can talk to you about so many different artists. Well, VJ's not R&B, he's a folk singer, but in general, like, there's so many different artists out there at industry standard. And one thing I just looked at, I found a list of people we'd put on radio over the last year. And just like the standard of artists was ridiculous. Stan to Divan, he's got to be one of the best rappers I've ever heard in my life. Janelle Antonesha, you can't get a voice like that. You know, it's just unbelievable, unique. You know, like I said, so many amazing artists. It's just ridiculous, to be honest. We need more attention shone on Birmingham. And I think what we need to do a massive event and just get this light shone on Birmingham and show what we got, because we have got some tremendous talent. The urban talent in Birmingham, it's a cultural hub. It's not just, you know, music of black origin. It's every kind of music. We're basically, I would say, every inch as good as anybody else in the country.
Definitely.
So that's me having my sort of 2 pence worth. But I want to get into another tune, because this is, you know, like I say, we want to celebrate Birmingham music. And there's too many amazing artists who I can't get on this show, but I'm going to try and play as many as I can. But there's one that's definitely, you know, like Lady Sanity. I think she is an absolute queen. I think she's a master of her art. She's a lyricist on her own flipping level. And she is, when we talk about versatility, if you listen to her song, I think it's O-T-Y-R or O-Y-T-R, I can never remember which way it goes around. We played it on our first podcast. That is a deep tune. But this tune here is by Tremendous and Sony 1418, and it is just an absolute banger. Show us what you got there, Wayne, please.
All right.
Yeah, it's only in Tremendous, you'll be tremendous, lyrics are endless, never pretenders, on a man of fruits. Put them in blenders, yeah, oh, 1, 2, we do extenders, flows can't lend us, real contenders, we kill beats, no truce. And no surrender, say what goes when you see when it ends though. Haze never end up, blowing that smoke out the window. One draws in my zoos. You must be done. We be ripping and flows, straight ripping and flipping and flows. Like, you know how it goes, yeah, you know how we do. Oh, 1, 2, we do one.
Oh, what bullshit is he? Is he honest, peaceful as I am? I'll blow the violin out your niece's hand with certain stashed in my room. Oh, 1, 2, let me one. Constructing patterns, crafted random that won't make sense to most. Like a slag with no nudes, purple, pink. We're from the city where they'll put you in a shout. We're not to play Ninja Turtles in. Already told you, hickeys. I lie, hippies in trippy time, silly with miniature eye, chilly with vinegar fry, signature him in the sky, drinking and filling the pipes, me I can minister fry, signature Tim's in the sky, thinking my reserve ventriloquist, fleet your flows I can switch, name me what you did not like.
Flipping and flipping the rhyme, so we get living the vibe, roll up a strip and get high, clicking the lid to the tide, roll with the wind in the sky, open the level, my foot on the pedal, don't know where my head in my time, me and Tremendous are tied, ready like head has been tied.
And I, maybe kinda sorta wanna tell you this, I, maybe kinda sorta wanna tell you that you're shit, and I will not lie, platters are average rhyme, flatty while batting the matter. My eyes, stashing a bat in the ride, cashing a mat, what a night.
Full up of ego and pride, don't like it, get on your bike. Flipping the floss, get in your towel, Oscar like Keenan and Cow. Born in the 80s as well, huh. I was told to kiss and don't tell. Told that loose lips sing ships as well. Told that talk is cheap like 10 pence. When most MCs speak, don't make sense. Hitting them like rain on windows. Spitting on these silly rap holes. Music's my mushroom, my Mario. Watch me glug.
The coldest composition coming, making Nan's nose head. Frisbees at Bradport, the only Disney damsel to overdose of 50 capsules. Of 50 capsules, I like my change in 50s, thank you.
Money making flows, I might have to bank you. Flows, nice and spicy like knickknacks. And one of those, I'm like my flip flops, you're like flip flops. Still getting caught up in that riff rap.
On the strip, fuck around and get lynched in bin bags for the skip. And yes, a low range, you know one to watch it, I'm dead. Along with 2 bars and 1 bar in my sweater, alarm with 2 cars, for Dharma makes it, the bomb was soon dead, and it's one before ready for Dharma. I'm veggie, do Ramadan, made it, but don't can't switch it with Kramasar. X, the author, poet, rapper, triple threat. Karmic on edit and edit, so they're dead and edit. The reg ends in any, the coke blends with Henny, the rope bends in every. Choke, go, believe me, the feds rolling set team, friends roll the best way.
My patches are back, I suggest you come check me. Nah, but I ain't pretending, come get you a 20. This fire, how you burning, roll up, we got plenty. No money for Gelly, don't come with your pennies. I'm serving like tennis, I'm trouble like Dennis. Of course, I'm a menace. Your brothers are like Frankies, who somehow lost Bennies. No rules, giving it, flipping it, tripling it against them odds. All of my brothers and sisters are young artists and young gods. Speaking the beat like Bruce Lee, chops all you and your net back. Rappers chat shit like they got doo-doo in they net back. From town G's, these flows they can't lend us. 1915, 1425, I'm tremendous.
Huh?
Fire.
I love that. I love that.
That is mad, that flow, you know. Jeez.
And then you'll listen to the next tune and it'll be completely different. I mean, like, the girl is just mad. She blows my mind. Like, you know, there's a lot always said about these two people, Sanity and Tremendous, and what I love about them is they're completely different, but they're both shining lights for Birmingham. If you can't listen to one without, you can't acknowledge one without acknowledging the other, because they're trendsetters in their own right. They are just to me enigmas, something special that can't be replicated, both of them. It's just unbelievable.
I think the speed at that the rap, man, that's always amazing for me, man. I'm like, why can't I rap like guys, isn't it? I just stumble and fumble all over my teeth and that.
A lot of deep breaths, man.
It's just content as well. Like, I mean, like, yeah, a lot of people don't do that with their songs, because, like I say, she does sort of, like, at times she can be really fast into the flow and everything, like, and she's hitting stupid timings. I mean, if you're a musician, which we all are, we'll know about timings as well. You know, it's not just just rapping in a sentence and finish off the sentence rhyming. It's hitting certain points and then, you know, switching things up, and, you know, it's very, very clever and intricate wordplay. But, you know, Tremendous herself, she's a very intricate and complex way, the way she forms these sort of songs. I know how she thinks with it. You know, it's a very, it's creating a masterpiece almost every single track. And that's why every track has got its own unique sort of DNA into it. It's always different. You won't find really one track which is like another, in my opinion. She just hits different vibes, whatever she's feeling, and she's just next level. You know, anyone who doesn't know about her, tremendous. You need to go out online and have a look at her, man. She's a prodigy, in my opinion. So yeah, man. So well,
hello? Sorry?
I apologize, then. I did have somebody trying to call me.
Oh, someone just called you. I was going to say, just call. I'm like,
yeah, nope, somebody's trying to call me. Like, I've told everybody I'm doing this, but you know, you can try and I'll cut him off again. And anyway, Seb, like, what's going on now with you? Obviously, you're looking to write your stuff. You're looking to get out there. Are you looking to do any sort of performing out in Birmingham? Is there going to be any chance for the people in Birmingham to see you?
Yeah, definitely, man. Performances are going to be coming soon. It's going to start off with little shows, just small, intimate shows of actual supporters and fans who want to come and listen to my music live. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who wish to do so. So I'm going to be hosting some of those out of the money from my own pocket and just getting those people down there. You know what I mean? Right. Sorting that out.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Like I say, anybody who follows Igloo Music, that they should know that I'm a big supporter of yours. So anything that you share, we'll share on the Igloo Music platform, and we're definitely, like I say, we're happy to champion you and talk about you, and that I want everybody to check you out. So while we on talking about yourself, where can people find you and that, and what have you got out there for people to check you out?
Socials wise, it's Who Is Seb T. So Who Is Seb.t. It's that on everywhere. So Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
Yeah, both. I haven't got a Twitter, you know.
You ain't got Twitter?
I haven't got one.
Come
you know.
On, man. You have to get a Twitter, man, bro.
You know what? Steve, man. I keep trying to go and make one. It's just, Twitter.
Nah, man. You know, Twitter really is one of them weird ones, but I'll tell you what, yeah. Twitter is probably one of the fastest ways to get your message across and around the world, man. It's faster than Facebook. Faster than Instagram. Instagram's probably second place. Actually, Facebook kind of fell off, even though you can still make a killing. But
yeah,
Twitter's
to be fair,
the
with Facebook.
Twitter. Whenever I want my news, I go to Twitter, man. Twitter's the first place.
Okay, you know what? Just because you said that, I might even consider remaking it, because I did make one before, but I think I just deactivated it and just thought, you know what? Allow it.
Don't be sleeping on Twitter either, man. Trust me, Twitter is the one. But I also think the music industry, though, man. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, like when I was when I was trying to break the scene, I found that there was always moving the goalposts with me, man. So that's what I was gonna say to you. I was gonna go back to your song about the having this Nigerian influence, especially like Afrobeat, because this is something that's really popular in Germany at the moment and probably across the whole of Europe. This might be something you want to jump on at the moment, is that Afrobeat stuff, which I think you said you was going to do. You're going to start releasing that one out. If you're good at it,
definitely.
I think this is what everyone else is cracking off here in Europe, especially in Germany. Everyone's like, you got Afrobeat. You know what Afrobeat? I'm like, I know Afro and a beat, but I don't know about Afrobeat.
Afrobeat.
There's plenty of prominent artists coming through, and now like the major hip hop artists, and not even that, you know, different artists, you know, across different genres are really trying to, you know, latch onto it now, because it's seen as a potential money, you know, a cash cow, you know, a money tree, because it is the in thing at the moment, and African artists are smashing it. But I think they did it like in the way which was really quite clever, because like people like Akon and stuff like this in the first place was taking different African influences to America, and people like Fuso DG and all these kind of people were bringing these kind of different influences, and then it just opened up to everyone to say, okay, then what else is going back in Nigeria and all these other countries? And now people are not even just looking just at places like Nigeria, they're looking at Africa as a whole now, you know, what music's here that we can sort of cash in on. I think that's the major things and that. But the artists themselves, I think there's genuine excitement that people are focusing the attention on Africa, because I'm not being funny, if there's ever a continent where we know about music and dancing and singing and that, it's definitely Africa.
Yeah.
You know, it's some beautiful, I mean, I remember listening to old, a proper African music and that Ladysmith, Batman Bazza and stuff like this. You know, there's some really, really amazing artists out there, man. And Yusuf Endor and stuff like that. There's some amazing, amazing artists come out of Africa from day. So it's nice that people are focusing their attention there now. But have you queued up the next song? I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I got it.
So there's an artist that I want to talk about.
It's quite popular as well. It's got a lot of views, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, this is an artist who I haven't... had the privilege of putting on stage or on radio yet, but he's an artist that I think he's just, we're talking about standards, innit? And we're talking about somebody who's not like, you know, well known, if we're talking about, like, you know, he's not Stormzy or Skepta or anybody like that, but he's somebody who's played a lot of the stages that these people have. And he's also probably, I would say, if not the most exciting, he's definitely one of the most exciting artists I've come across this year, or last year, sorry, I should say. And I could play any one of his songs. But this tune here was something he did called the warm-up session. And what I wanted to point out, the reason why I put this on, is because this guy switches the flow completely at least six times in this track. And I want you to hear the versatility. He's actually from I think originally from Sheffield or somewhere. If I've got that wrong, I'm sorry to him. But he's he lives in Leicester and he represents Leicester. And if you don't know him, check him out. This is Jafro, warm-up sessions.
It's Jafro Fro. Obviously, SBTV, yeah? Shout out the VNAs for having us, you know, like that. It's myself, Jafro, and Riddler on the beat. Length section thing, yeah? Obviously. Chief Shadow, and Nancy, I see you. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah. My ancestors calling from the grave. Look, set me a challenge, name it. I make your favorite MC look brainless. I do dirts and I don't leave stains. I'm harder than steel, the stainless. It's like I give a rhythm a death that ain't painless. Same way I leave these MCs' faces with prints on my trainers. Face to face with James and I walk all over them basic MCs that seem to think they can challenge. But you ain't got the right to this challenge. Challenge day comes and I rise to the challenge. I've been training my life for this just so I can take a daily challenge. That is no challenge, in a challenge. Turn savage, head gets split open like coconut. Exposed foes, no flows, no cover. There's no panache. You're not rappers. You're scammers, you're some poor man's flow to the test and watch as the whole thing shatters, huh? You're some wait for man's back to turn and get a man's spine with daggers. You spend too much time on the gram when you really should be rechecking that grammar. There's no pattern, there's no balance, and in a challenge, you get flattened. I won't hesitate like T'Challa, you'll wake up sat on the rings of Saturn. Like, yo, what happened? That's too much damage. Must have caught that Jafro backhand. Next one might find you flying through time, you'll be eating apples with Eve and Adam. But it wasn't always like this. Light shine through a childlike iris once. I'm talking before I got lenses. When I was a kid, I was the nicest. I knew we might not be rich, but I had no clue we were barely surviving. I was too busy reading and writing, wondering how high the sky is. But age five-ish, I'm in Sunday school with a Bible, learning about David and Goliath. This was at Broccoli Baptist Church, so if demons came, I would know how to fight them. I went to Munson Primary School, but I left prior to when it burned in a fire. Had a best friend called Miles. I wonder if he's even alive, cause I know how life is. Trying to blow not quite like ISIS. But I was always too white for the black youths, or a bit too black for the white kids. Where I lived up north, where I couldn't fit in anywhere as much as I tried it. But when I think back, I'm smiling, just simply because I survived it. Alrighty, now I'm a big mouth nuisance. I just wanted to be cool with the cool kids. The truth is, I went to a college and a school which taught me the cool kids ain't always cool kids. I jumped on rhythms, started spitting. Still got love for the brothers from my beginnings. I would've spun anybody back then, and I'll still spin anybody that wanna get spinning. I'm a lion out here, sharp on the claws and my paws and the fangs in my jaw. It's about survival out here. Not always winning, sometimes I'm sinning. I stray from the ways of the Bible out here. Each day that I get, I gotta pray and repent and pray God protects my disciples out here. Sometimes life is so toe-to-toe, when I for eye with all your rivals out here. Sorry, I meant flow for flow and line for line, but guys, you just trying to spite me out here. I have watched from the mountains, the change has been due for time out here. I'm Shango the thunder god, I rain down with fire and I strike with lightning out here. So don't be so surprised when I hold the mic and I spark the rhythm. Sacrifice is paid off right now. I'm gonna summon a dark magician. It's attack mode, Jafro, special effect, mad flow. Fill up the graveyard of my opposition. I'm only gonna say this once, politely. You must be hollow in the head if you try me. This soul reaper savage does whole heaps of damage. In a clash, I send man to the soul society. They ain't never seen a hunter like me. I work so hard that they call me a freak. I'm here and I'm gone, grabbing at anything that I can like. See, I got a rod from my reach. Had to learn how to fight or die like Jiraiya. Back pain won't be the death of me. I'm Dunzo's right arm, not cause of my gums. My bars got all the eyes on me. If you're testing man, who's best in class, my quirk is murk when I pen two padamite. Sing on tracks or poor man or enter clash or sex. I've been saying it's insane when I've been playing at the venue, man. Done already, the god mode's ready. It's Jafro moving like beard of sand. So set me a challenge, name it warm up session, but you know that I flame it. I play dirty, I don't play how these man play, and I'm not to be played with. Blah, I give an MC pages. I do not care for your clout or status unless man's basic. Add extra hours to my day, I still don't have time for these wasters. My ancestors ancestors died when their necks got tied and chained and enslaved in a slave ship. I'm blessed to have life and in less than five generations achieving greatness. I get up and grind, I'm destined to shine. Yes, I'm inspired and innovative. I perfect these lines to dead these giants to get to be king like David. So I'm letting off a screw loose flow that's more on point than a Zulu's opponent. And if you choose to oppose, I'm not the same dude from school, I've evolved. It's funny, I travel the long route on this road by late night sitting in a room on my own at home in a zone, improving my flow. And they keep telling me that I'm due to be blown and my name will soon be big news when it's spoke. But I'm just doing this thing for my culture, I'm just doing this thing for my mum and my dad and the both of my two little bros. Souls have been introduced to a world that's just as beautiful as cruel and cold. I never wanna see you broke, I just wanna see you grow. So remember, I know that anything can happen, that's why you have to pattern. And remember, I know you have to stand your ground and you have to hold your balance. Cause challenge day will not be the only day that you will receive a challenge. Cause every day is challenge day. Every day is a challenge. Don't know.
He sounds like, is he a Jamaican?
He's mixed race. I don't know what his heritage is.
It must be Jamaican. It sounds like sometimes he's got like a bit of a patois in him.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit African at the end still. I don't know.
You can't even tell, to be fair, because everyone kind of got influenced by the when the Jamaicans came to England. You know, the whole slang, the British slang, especially the Birmingham slang, man, kind of morphed into this, you know, from this whack, you know, this black country sound to this kind of hybrid Jamaican, you know, English sound. So if you see everyone, not even just the black guys, but the,
We've got a polished way now. I think what it is now is that people are more open to the Birmingham accent being on things. I don't think people are hiding the accent so much. They're just polishing it up so it don't sound so... You know, we don't want to sound too brummy, you know what I mean? We want to just get, we want to have some kind of, you know, swag about it and flow and that. We want it to sound good. And I think people are learning now how to use their accent to their advantage and everything. This guy's not from Birmingham. He's actually, like I say, up in Leicester and everything. But, but like, for that kind of, I mean, I don't know how deep you got into the lyrics there, man. But I just thought, like, everyone's talking about is more on point than a Zulu's opponent. And that, like, you don't, listen, this guy's a different level, man. Like, he's just got bars and bars, and I encourage you to listen to some of his stuff, man, because he's a frightening guy coming out of Leicester. And that's one thing I wanted to talk about, because I'm always championing Birmingham music, and the predominant, like, my work predominantly consists of working with Birmingham artists and talking to Birmingham artists, and maybe some down in, you know, Coventry and Warwickshire and some over in Worcestershire and that. But we do have artists who are a bit further afield, and we've got, you know, a guy called Devon Terence who's over in Germany, who's a really, really good rapper, and Amon Ra, who you know well, Al Stalio.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. We've got people over in the States. People need to have a look for Tone Donald and Ira John and Rap God Zan. He's unbelievable. I want to play one of his tracks. He's ridiculously talented. Remark, who's up in Scotland, who's representing. And the next track that I want to play is an artist who's from Liverpool, and he did this thing called Tales from the Street Corner, which was 7 years ago, which I'm not going to play for you now, but I'd ask someone to listen to it, because we're talking like we're going to go into a war with Iran, and this story that he tells is basically... Actually, I should cue it up, actually. I want to cue it up in a minute. The story he tells, even as a very young kid, I think he was if he was 16, I'd be surprised, or 17. He was that young when he wrote this, talking about the horrors of war and how people perceive foreigners and people with brown skin. And it was really powerful. But the tune that I've got lined up is his current single, and it's called Sticks and Stones. And this guy's from Liverpool. And there's not many rappers that we've got from Liverpool. And this guy is one that I found, like I say, all these 3 years ago. And he just stood out for me. So if you can line that one up, I just want to get into that. And then we'll have a little chat about things going on in Brum.
Yep.
Bye. I know your mates think you're great, but this ain't karaoke lounge. You got a little blade, don't think you're Obi-Wan Kenobi now. You're just a circus act rolling with some local clowns. Don't make me spit a bar and turn you to Chernobyl town. The flow's astounding, I got rhythm like a jackhammer. If a whack rapper wants to battle, then I'll back snapping, back cracking. Add the meaning to the phrase, snap backing. If I whip out the pad, man, I'll start backtracking. You lack passion with your swag fashion, that's tragic. Black rap patterns make a man vanish, black magic. Track had it with a bag of bars. Have your gang flapping, fans clapping like a black matic. When it's rat tatting, I pass it till you clock the tongues like a razor blade. I don't give a fuck, there ain't nothing I'm afraid to say. If you wanna get it, you'll get spun like a Beyblade. Any width, any size, got body bags tailor made. It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins. It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins. I got a battle in my own mind, so unsure of the path I'm gonna go down. 18 years old, I guess I'm fully grown now. Made a couple iffy tunes, that's the old sound. Back then I didn't have the wits or the know-how. I didn't know why, what, where or what I know now. Friends saying do this, girls saying slow down. When I'm making music, I ain't picking up my mobile. I'm in the lab, blue sampling some Motown. Got love from a woman, but music's like my own child. Ace up my sleeve, and the jokers better fold now. I can't zone out, this ain't just a 9 to 5, 24/7, whenever I get the grind to write. Pick up a pad and pen, middle of a tiger fight. Nobody can tell me nothing, won't even take my advice. When it comes to conflict, ain't nobody you can hide behind. It's me or them, and I ain't putting pride aside. I'm in the line of sight, no way I can bide my time. If it's war, it's war, I spit hooks like Iron Mike. If words are weapons, then I'll show you what my mind is like. They say talk is cheap, but fuck with me, and the price is high. I got expensive taste, I ain't talking wine and dine. I'm talking slice and dice, lyric but like dynamite. Fire breathing rapper with the manner to ignite the mic. For me this ain't an option, this ain't a case of fight or flight. It's life or life, and I ain't gonna quit now. School taught me sit down, what if I prefer to stand? Sticks and stones, words or murder man. Reciting like a sniper rifle, no I'll be the first to bang. So alert your gang, Juvie's got a bag of songs. I'll incorporate your pulse into the beat I'm rapping on. You've got all these flows, why is it you've mastered none? It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins. It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins. Captured the essence and now I bleed determination. I used to sit up, worrying and turning pages. I used to care too much when I heard the serpent snake, and now I let him stew in their own hate and perspiration. When I cut the grass, I saw a few disturbing faces. People that I thought had my back, but when the curtains faded, they wanna yap yap, chatting all these words and phrases. I cut them off, a bit of attitude can turn contagious. And with music, I guess it's all interpretation. One man's passion makes another man assert the hatred. Easier to burn than it is to put in work and labour. Don't blame yourself, it's just not in that person's nature. They're doing 9 to 5s, you're gonna be earning paper. Doing what you love, trust close friends will turn against you. But be glad you exposed them at the worst behaviour. You don't need to care if you know they won't return the favour. It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins. It's all sticks and stones, any fool can grab a blade. It takes words, words can send a man insane. Words can make your anger blaze, words are like a hand grenade. It was words that made that young man slash his veins.
Big.
Yeah, man.
That's nice. Actually,
you know, that's what I was thinking as well, man. When you get one of these for Septi, if you get your song in some of these playlists, man, on like on autoplay, if you get one in a prominent playlist.
I've never even heard of autoplay, you know.
No, but I mean, it's like on YouTube, it's pretty much like autoplay. So like the next song, you know what I mean? Coming to playlist, like some people have these mad playlists where they'll like people will just be listening to it. So they'll put it together, so they compile all the songs. Like just some random guy will do a compile a list of songs that are all popular or good, and then people will just listen to them, and that way it'll bump up your views as well, man.
Oh, I see.
That's kind of a strategy you can adopt
There's a way though, isn't it? Because you need to be able to contact these curators and these people who are putting these playlists together.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you need to do.
With any kind of launch and that, and I think this is the one thing that Birmingham artists could do with knowing, like hearing from the people who have been out there and done it and tried the different ways and made the mistakes, and that knowledge should be imparted onto the people who are trying to break through to the scene now. And that is what we're trying to do. But, you know, anybody who knows me, and I've never hid away from this, knew that I only emerged onto this scene myself trying to be an advocate for musicians 3 years ago. And I did it from a position of being a musician who was a stay-at-home musician. Pretty much probably what you were saying, Seb, where you was actually recording stuff and making stuff, but you wasn't really making moves to get out there. So I had to learn and discover the scene for myself. I had to talk to people. I had to immerse myself in the scene. And the one thing that's definitely the most prevalent thing to me is that Birmingham musicians who integrate themselves and speak to other musicians and creatives and get on projects together and collaborate are the ones who seem to be making the most noise. If you just sit back and make your music, you may have a lot of online following, but Birmingham won't really follow you too tough. You know, it's one of those things where I think you've got to be seen to be heard. And I think that's a big thing for musicians, and to have the plan when they're going to put music out there. What is the plan? Like, who should I speak to? And this is what I'm sort of is circling back to about knowing the people. If you speak to certain radio DJs, they're not hard to locate. You know, I found radio DJs myself quite easily, and I managed to speak to the BBC, Black Country Radio, Wolverhampton Community Radio, Switch Radio, Birmingham Radio, and so on and so on. And then you get to speak to these people. You can go on LinkedIn, you can speak to professionals there and try and connect. You can try and find festivals and organisers and everything else. And the onus is on you to do that, because nobody's going to have that same passion and drive and enthusiasm for your music as you will, even if it's good. So my advice to anybody in the industry is learn the industry, learn who's about, and just connect, because the musicians, as musicians, we're all in the same boat, and we should be trying to help the scene as a whole progress. And I feel like that is the next step for Birmingham now. It's that London model that did so well that we need to start sort of like embracing and say, look, let's come together and make a lot of noise for Birmingham.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'll add on to that, man. I would say it's also important for you to try and get your songs into commercials or on film, etc. It's also a way to get yourself popular, you know what I mean?
That's definitely a good one, man.
Or if you're performing, man, you have to perform. And like, you can kind of take the idea of a comedian who always has to do stand-up every night. Sometimes you do it for $20. Sometimes you're doing it for free. You know what I mean? And you could take that, leave out that book. So just get on stage, go around, get on stage. I'm on stage, man. I'm here. I don't care. I'm playing. You know, if you're like, we ain't paying, you know. They never want to pay musicians, man. Like, no, it doesn't even matter, man. I'm going to go on stage and get, you know, sell CDs to people or whatever. Just be out there, man. Just be standing on the streets, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Wayne, just check what I've just sent, you know. But what I wanted to do, because the show's winding down now, we're literally going to be finishing off in the next sort of 10 minutes, hopefully. I just wanted a little special thank you to the people who've helped out Igloo and the people who have played for us and that, because we have had a lot of interaction with the people in the community. We have had a lot of, a lot of musicians come to us, and we've been able to help a lot of people. And I've worked with a lot of people. So I think if we're doing an end of sort of year show, even though we've got another one, which is going to be a sort of mellow show, that's going to be out in the next week. I just wanted to say thank you to certain people. So if you bear with me, guys, I wanted to say thank you to our managing director and events manager, Chloe Mogg, who's just really helped, with me with everything, and all the artists who have connected and supported and worked with Igloo over the past 3 years, really. Richard Priest, who's my current business partner, who's helped us a lot and provided the night owl as well for us to do our events at. Craig Pritchard, who came in and helped Igloo financially as well and invested in the musicians. The Igloo events team, Caprice and Nicole Stevenson especially, everybody who's come to our events. Marisha Stevenson, producer at the BBC of the Nikki Tapper show, who's been, you know, who was in my first contact with the BBC, who helped us get in there. And there's been constant support ever since, and she's soon hopefully to be announced as our ambassador. Nikki Tapper, presenter of the BBC WM, Black Country Radio, and Dr. Paul Collins, who's the host. Adrian Adams of the Trio Sessions, who put on a few of our artists. Vanessa Sinclair, who's been a consultant and give us great advice, and who's manager of Al Sam and Mr. Mackey, who's performed for us. Adam Luton, who's my current producer with Subnotion, who has helped us with a lot of advice as well. Lady Sanity, who's put on, helped us find a few extra artists and, you know, some amazing ones. Ben Drummond for letting us on the Jam House. Vital, who's had me on his show, and Sasha Simone, and a good friend down in London who's I need to connect with more, a guy called Al Vincent, who's running a very similar project to Igloo down in London called Music Splits, which is S-P-L-I-T-Z. He's different to Igloo, but he's definitely someone people should check out, and anyone else I forgot to mention. So I'm sorry to have that long ass thing, but I just wanted to say that because it's an end of year show. So I wanted to do that, but the next track of yours, Seb, that is the one that I said reminds me of Gotham City that I wanted to get on before the end of the show. So what can you tell us about this track?
Yeah, City came about quite late, actually. So that's probably one of the most, the more recent tracks that I did. And with my music, I just like to picture, I like to sort of tell a story while putting wordplay in there at the same time. It's all from give people my vision. So I want people to be able to see what I'm talking about, if that makes sense. I want you to see what I'm talking about. I want you to see what I've seen. Now, by doing that, it's an art. So, yeah, that's where I was coming from with this song. I wanted to just piece it together and give people an insight of Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah. And it is an amazing track. It's got a lot of, it just puts you straight into a scenario. I don't think you can listen to this track without going somewhere. You're transported somewhere. So let's get it on, and then we'll have a track and see what Al Stallio thinks about it afterwards as well.
Yo.
Take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, living my politician. Kick me out of school and enroll me into a prison. Oh, I go gunshotty, I'm on a mission. Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, living my politician. Kick me out of school and enroll me into a prison. Oh, I go gunshotty, I'm on a mission. Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, living my politician. A whole city infatuated by gang ganging, backstabbing, click clacking, bang banging, yap yapping, man bagging, drug slanging, end repping, blood shedding, fresh crepping. Good boys think this life is fascinating. To the wake up while the medics still operating. This life ain't cut out for everybody, it's devastating. I've seen a brother get touched twice for hesitating. I've seen a brother who touched man and generated a bunch of fucking negative energy permeated. Karma hit him harder than Tyson back in the 80s. What goes around gets you back, it's circulated. I do this for all my haters, I do this for all you traitors. I'm motivated by failure in Birmingham, no one's greater. I demonstrated my flavor and generated some paper. Now I know that I'm made for this shit like toilet paper. What is your reasoning behind the music that you make? I'm really not feeling it. Sounds like everybody is the same with the money and diamond chains and the trap full of drugs, scene full of counterfeits. Whatever you calling it, I'm not believing it. Every single word they say, I can't hear no real in it. It's like they only do it for the fame. Everybody sounding the same cause they be drilling, dripping, splashing and whipping it.
I listen for about a minute, then I'm skipping it. Fuck it, pass it, then binning it. Like some bitches we're dealing with that you taking a piece. Couple snakes I was chilling with, yeah, you know who you is. Made your bed, now just lying it. Throw your bait, I'm not biting it. No, I ain't got the time for it. Meditate, I get high with it. Like I'm rolling, I'm sparking it. I'm the best, no more hiding it. I invest my whole life in it and my soul. I've always known I would be next. Get off my phone.
Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, even my politician. Everybody's criminal, even my politician. Keep me out of school and you roll me into a prison. Keep me out of school and you roll me into a prison. Oh, I go control T, I'm on a mission. Oh, I go control T, I'm on a mission.
Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, even my politician. Keep me out of school and you roll me into a prison.
Oh, I go control T, I'm on a mission. Welcome to my city, come and take a seat and listen. Everybody's criminal, even my politician.
Keep me out of school and you roll me into a prison.
party, I'm on a mission.
What a track.
You know what? It doesn't remind me of I mean, I can understand what you're saying from Gotham City, but it actually reminds me of what was the one, man, that the black superhero recently, not Black Panther, but another a Netflix man. Oh, what's his
Venom.
Name? No. The black one is really strong, he's impenetrable. You can't kill him in that. Oh, what's his name? I'm trying to figure out his name at the moment. It was not Iron Fist, it was the other geezer, man. Anyway, reminds you of that.
Let it go.
Who?
Singing Let It Go.
No. I'm going to find out for you in a second. But yeah, it reminds you of that. It would fit into that. It would fit into that setting because the music in it was proper like this. You know what I mean? It was really cool. Every couple of minutes, had music playing. It was proper nice, man. Yeah, man. I liked it.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm thinking about this show and how we're going to wrap it up, and I'm just left between two songs, and I'm just absolutely devastated that I'm left between these two songs because we've got to wrap it up. But I want to give two people a shout out because either way, this is just an amazing end to the show. And Seb, I've just got to thank you for coming on the show.
No problem, man. It's all good.
And in general, you know, being one of the musicians that connect with us and stuff like that at Igloo, and that, I hope that, you know, it's been a positive experience for you because it's definitely been a positive experience for me. And
yeah,
just like,
definitely, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, brother, because we do what we do because the main reason, I would say, is because as an artist, I've always wanted to have that knowledge and support of the industry. And it doesn't have to be a record deal. You know, you could just need that bit of guidance, or you could just need to get in touch with another musician, or say, you know, what's the crack here? Can you give me a bit more insight? And as people who are mentoring artists, but not even just people who are mentoring artists, there's artists out there who don't need mentoring, but they do need the opportunity, because that's what Birmingham is lacking. And we're trying to help provide that, and we're trying to help bolster the infrastructure so that we're better placed to make a loud noise and be recognized by the industry as a whole. Because, you know, I think, you know, Al Stalio mentioned it on the first show that you wasn't on. You know, Birmingham has pretty much been shunned by the industry in the past, you know, and it is slightly changing now. But I think there's a long way to go in terms of our exposure. We need to hear more from Birmingham artists. But I think in general, what you're doing is you're showing up and coming artists and everything, this is the way you have to enter the scene. You got to have your shit together without, you know, mincing my words. That's what you got to do. You can't come in and expect the industry to smile on you and accept you if you're not bringing it, you know. So yeah, for any artists out definitely. There, bring it. If you're going to come out on the scene and that, don't be shy, because there's a lot of amazing music out there. But yeah, there's a lot of lions and lionesses out there, and they ain't going to want to give you a spot at the table.
Trust me, that's the way it is, man. There's not many spots out there, so for you to excel, you need to be prepared. You need to always be on the ball, and it's not about rushing and that. You can't just go to the studio and be like, yeah, quick time, I got to release this tune. Yeah, quick. Nah, you got to take your time with it. You got to take your time with it and make sure it's perfected before you put it out there, man.
Yeah, just quickly, I just wanted to tell you quickly that series called Luke Cage, and it's been cancelled now, but it was, if you watch the second season of that, man, I got songs running pretty much basically for all of it. Sorry, man, I had to get it in there so everyone knows. Luke Cage, man, that will fit. No, have you watched it? Luke Cage?
Nah, it's still watching it on Netflix though.
No, I'm talking to Seb T, but yeah, man, if you get a chance, man, watch it and listen to the music in there, you'll be like, my song will fit straight into this, man. If you get a chance, man, it's probably good.
Well, something really odd has happened with my mic, where it's just gone through the speaker and it's stopped coming through the speaker and it's gone into my ear or my phone. So that's what I was thinking, what's going on?
You sound like my art.
Yeah, is it any better or worse?
Oh, you know, it's the last, it's the worst, but it's the last bit of the show, it's last segment. So,
well, let's just finish it off then. Like I say, thanks for coming on the show, Seb. I'm really,
yeah, man,
really
it's so good. My pleasure.
All the best to you in 2020. And we hope to hear a lot more from you. But I am going to play a track, and it's not from a Birmingham artist. But like I say, we celebrate all unsigned artists and people doing amazing things. And this is a guy that I put on the BBC last year, and he performed a track that just blew my head off. This wasn't actually it, but he gave me his album, and it's called Poetry in Motion. The artist is called Stanza Divan, originally from London. He lives in Leicester now, again, and is repping Leicester. But like I say, shout out to all my Midlands artists, all my London artists, all artists in the UK especially, and even further afield. But this one, I just thought, is with the music that we played on the show, it's an absolute banger to sign off with. So thank you guys for being on the show, and we're going to sign off with Until the Internet Killed the Video Smile by Stanza Divan.
See you later, folks.
See you later.
May I ask in what way your life is contributing to society as you sit here day after day after day in this dark room, stringing along on that stupid guitar? Have you ever thought about that? What are you doing for the world or for other people? Day after day, hour after hour, night after night.
Yo, I'll be going hard until the internet kills the video star. Rock bands ain't got a track to get respect from their fans, so why is it like that for rap? I'm a graduate, I'm not concerned with acting arrogant. Spiritual richness over affluence, working class advocate. You can count on that like an abacus. Scream it's last of the real until it's unanimous. Blood's more informed than water, causes the belly of the beast. For a feast, your family set you up for slaughter. The righteous endure wars in the quest for some order. Eerie aroma of trauma in every corner. Government won't answer the door knocks of the former. We've got blocks but short of mortar. Ask the reporters here. Buildings get left with more holes than recorders. So dreams flee in a city breeze that sawdust. It's always rush hour on my train of thought, cause I regretted choosing rap. Need loot to stack, but refuse to bring confusion to the masses in the trap. So I work a 9-to-5 to put this fabric on my back until the British working class empire strikes back. We're leaving mouths open like some Venus flight tracks with true millennium high-rise raps. Yeah, I'll be going hard until the internet kills the video star. Rock bands ain't got a track to get respect from their fans, so why is it like that for rap? I'm a graduate, I'm not concerned with acting arrogant. Spiritual richness over affluence, working class advocate. You can count a nap like an abacus. Scream is lost in the real until. Yo, I'm slowly sip a light lager, still full of mozzarella and dough. Trying to capture my thoughts on a pointed instrumental. Disobeying commandments cause my body is a temple. But sometimes in life the strict diet drives me mental. Trying to get my words out without profanities. Really I'm just trying to contribute good to humanity. Leaving ego out, I'm just an insignificant speck in the galaxy. Surrounded by lost souls and tragedy, yeah. Hit the bar last night and stayed for one round. Spent most of it looking around. Something about the packed venue made the place empty. Guess that things change when you're sober and in your late 20s. No longer moved by the secular vibrations. I put it down to reinforcing Christian foundations. See my purpose clearer, could be steering a new era. Conscience is clear when I rehearse a verse in the mirror. Important listeners understand that I'm still sinning, but I hope the picture's different when the kids envisage winning now. Minimal interaction with women now. I learnt a lot from my Muslim brothers, me and missus are chilling now. The chaos I've been through is making perfect sense. Could I articulate the present if my past wasn't tense? These days, unnecessary experiences are hard to prevent. Our hearts are targeted relentlessly, so we harbour manufactured negative energy. They get encouraged to believe that Hennessy's the remedy. Shun religion, yet we're following celebrities. Popping pills for some short-term ecstasy. Yeah, I'll be going hard until the internet kills the video star. Truth. Rock bands ain't got a track to get respect from their fans, so why is it like that for rap? I'm a graduate, I'm not concerned with acting arrogant. Spiritual richness over affluence, working class advocate. You can count a nap like an abacus. Scream is lost in the real until it's unanimous.
And that is the end of year review Igloo Music Show. Thanks to Seb and Al Stalio. We'll be back very, very shortly. We're going to be back very shortly with a downbeat show, which is going to be celebrating folk and R&B and soul. So until then, please join us again. Check us out on Igloo Music on Facebook, Igloo Music Official, and the Igloo Music Scouting Hub. And check out the radio podcast. Catch you guys soon.